Scroll 9. I will act now. Og is a master chef. He wishes all to sit at the banquet of life and partake of the abundance. He has given each of us a menu listing the delicious principles. He has taken us behind the scenes into the kitchen and detailed the secret ingredients for successfully mastering each principle. Along the way, we may have even dreamed what it would be like to feast on these principles. Now Og is ready to unveil the one essential ingredient required to convert dreams into reality. Action. Here are the 7 keys to unlock this crucial principle.
My dreams are worthless. My plans are dust. My goals are impossible. All are of no value unless they are followed by action. I will act now. Never has there been a map, however carefully executed to detail and scale, which carried its owner over even 1 inch of ground. Never has there been a parchment of law, however fair, which prevented one crime. Never has there been a scroll, even such as the one I hold, which earned so much as a penny or produced a single word of acclamation. Action alone is the tinder which ignites the map, the parchment, this scroll, my dreams, my plans, my goals, into a living force. Action is the food and drink which will nourish my success.
The first key to taking action is to turn dreams into reality with action. Action alone is the tinder which ignites. We can read every book on the subject. We can buy every audio cassette and CD. We can talk until we are blue in the face or until life leaves our bodies. But only action will bring our dreams to fruition. Make a comprehensive list of the success books, tapes, or CDs you have purchased. Add this CD to the list. Grade yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 in the following 2 categories. First, how thoroughly did you read or listen to the material? 2, how much of the material did you apply? The first key is, turn dreams into reality with action. The affirmation is, I take action on my dreams daily. Here's the second key.
I will act now. My procrastination, which has held me back, was born of fear. And now I recognize this secret mine from the depths of all courageous hearts. Now I know that to conquer fear, I must always act without hesitation, and the flutters in my heart will vanish. Now I know that action reduces the lion of terror to an ant of equanimity.
The second key to taking action is to conquer fear with action. It may not be comforting, but it is reassuring to know that the flutters in your heart caused by fear are experienced even by the most courageous. Now you know that only action will cause these flutters to vanish. If you wait until they're gone, you will miss the opportunity. Consider a time in the last several days when you did not act because of fear. Become aware of this fear and defeat it with action the next time you're in a similar situation. The second key is conquer fear with action. The affirmation is, I conquer fear with action. Here's the third key.
I will act now. Henceforth, I will remember the lesson of the firefly, who gives off its light only when it is on the wing, only when it is in action. I will become a firefly, and even the day my glow will be seen in spite of the sun. Let others be as butterflies who preen their wings yet depend on the charity of a flower for life. I will be as the firefly, and my light will brighten the world.
The third key to taking action is to energize your world with action. At first glance, this may seem abstract. But try this. Make a list of the truly energetic people you know. How do you feel when you're around these people? Do they drain you of strength and energy? Or do they inspire you? What kind of weather do they bring into a room? Rain or sunshine? Are they busy fireflies or vain butterflies? The key is, energize your world with action. The affirmation is, I brighten the world with the light of my actions. Here's the fourth key.
I will act now. I will not avoid the tasks of today and charge them to tomorrow, for I know that tomorrow never comes. Let me act now, even though my actions may not bring happiness or success, for it is better to act and fail than not to act and flounder. Happiness and truth may not be the fruit plucked by my action, yet without action, all fruit will die on the vine.
The fourth key to taking action is to act despite uncertainty. Action does not always produce the desired result, but without action, you can never get a result. Have you been waiting for the perfect partner, perfect moment, perfect job, perfect time to buy or sell a stock? What has your lack of action cost you? Make a list of those things that you have been putting off while waiting for the perfect whatever. The key is act despite uncertainty. The affirmation, I act even if the outcome is uncertain. Listen to Og for the fifth key.
I will act now. I will act now. I will act now. Henceforth, I will repeat these words again and again and again, each hour, each day, every day, until the words become as much a habit as my breathing, and the actions which follow become as instinctive as the blinking of my eyelids. With these words, I can condition my mind to perform every act necessary for my success. With these words, I can condition my mind to meet every challenge which the failure avoids. I will act now. I will repeat these words again and again and again. When I awake, I will say them and leap from my cot while the failure sleeps yet another hour. I will act now. When I enter the marketplace, I will say them and immediately confront my first prospect while the failure ponders yet his possibility of rebuff. I will act now. When I face a closed door, I will say them and knock while the failure waits outside with fear and trepidation. I will act now. When I face temptation, I will say them and immediately act to remove myself from evil. I will act now. When I am tempted to quit and begin again tomorrow, I will say them and immediately act to consummate another sale.
The fifth key to taking action is to repeat the action affirmation, I will act now. This is especially helpful if you are resistant to taking action. Those who are resistant have for a lifetime allowed their minds to act instinctively. It is now time to condition your mind so you will take action instinctively. Og suggests several occasions when this affirmation might be appropriate. When you awake, when you enter the marketplace, when you face a closed door, when you face temptation, when you want to quit. In your journal, write down situations in which you need a little action encouragement, and then start telling yourself to act now. Start with studying and applying the principles as taught in this CD program. The key is, repeat the action affirmation. The affirmation, I act now. I act now. I act now. Here's the sixth key.
I will act now. Only action determines my value in the marketplace, and to multiply my value, I will multiply my actions. I will walk where the failure fears to walk, and I will work when the failure seeks rest. I will talk when the failure remains silent. I will call on 10 who can buy my goods while the failure makes grand plans to call on 1. I will say it is done before the failure says it is too late.
The sixth key to taking action is to multiply your actions. How would your life be different if you walked where failures feared to walk, worked when failures sought rest, talked when failures remained silent, called on 10 while the failure made grand plans to call on 1? Pick one of these 4 examples which most closely fits a situation in your life. Take action. Og predicts the outcome of your taking action. You will say it is done before the failure says it is too late. Action creates more opportunities. Acting on opportunities creates results. Results equal value. The key is multiply your actions. The affirmation, I multiply my value by multiplying my actions. Here's the seventh and final key.
I will act now. For now is all I have. Tomorrow is the day reserved for the labor of the lazy. I am not lazy. Tomorrow is the day when the evil becomes good. I am not evil. Tomorrow is the day when the weak become strong. I am not weak. Tomorrow is the day when the failure will succeed. I am not a failure.
The seventh and final key to taking action is to eliminate procrastination. We're back to scroll 5. I will live this day as if it is my last. There is no tomorrow. It is always today. How many todays will you waste before you take action? Make a list of those things which you've been putting off until tomorrow. Select one item and do it today. The key is eliminate procrastination. The affirmation is, I live this day as if it is my last. In Ogg's summary, he tells us what will happen if we do not act. Listen.
I will act now. When the lion is hungry, he eats. When the eagle has thirst, he drinks. Lest they act, both will perish. I hunger for success. I thirst for happiness and peace of mind. Lest I act, I will perish in a life of failure, misery, and sleepless nights. I will command, and I will obey mine own command. I will act now. Success will not wait. If I delay, she will become betrothed to another and lost to me forever. This is the time. This is the place. I am the man. I will act now.